Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the sighting of the moon, and obviously this is an issue which is related to Ramadan. Now, every year the Ramadan begins, and we have a huge debate regarding the sighting of the moon. And it needs to be understood, if we analyze this whole issue, that it has been mentioned in certain narratives, and if they are taken on face value, then apparently they say that Ramadan should be begun after we have sighted the moon. It needs to be understood that the Quran obviously is devoid of this issue. The established Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad does not also mention this issue. This issue has primarily arisen because of certain narratives, or should I say because of the fact that certain narratives have mixed up certain words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a very common phenomena in hadith and in narratives, because there are certain narratives in which narrators at times suppress certain words, and at times these words are presented or they are put forth by some other narrators. So it is absolutely of paramount importance that when we study a hadith, we must study all its variants, all its various texts, and then form a complete picture. Now, in this regard, the same thing has happened, because we have relied on certain texts of this narrative and have not gathered and collated all the texts of this narrative. The picture that has come to mind is entirely incomplete and different. And this incomplete and different picture necessitates that we must first sight the moon and then begin Ramadan. Whereas if all the narratives are collated and analyzed, what comes to mind is that sighting the moon is not an issue at all. It was never the directive of the Prophet. It is the fact that there are some narratives which have actually suppressed certain words of the Prophet, which were of absolute importance, and their suppression has caused this confusion. Now, let me read out the narrative before you, which is recorded on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the words in Al-Jami' al-Sahih of Imam Muslim are Ash-shahru tis'un wa 'ishrun fa idha ra'aytumul hilala fasumu wa idha ra'aytumuhu fa'aftiru, which means that a month at times is of 29 days. So when you see this, the moon, you can fast, you can begin the fast. And when you see the moon, you can break the fast. Obviously, the opening words, that a month is of 29 days, also points to a very, very important reality. And that is that the insistence of this religious mind at times can go as far as regard the fact that since the Quran has told us that we must complete 30 days of fasting or a month of fasting, so people can think that they have to complete these 30 days. So this religiosity is found in certain people, and it goes to the extent that they think that unless 30 days are completed or the whole month is completed, the directive of the Quran would not be fulfilled. So sensing this religious mind and this bent of religious mind, this inclination of certain religious people, the Prophet actually cautioned people and said that at times a month is of 29 days as well. So therefore, do not insist on completing 30 days. If you sight the moon after 29 days, that means that the Ramadan has ended. And if you sight the moon 29 days in the month of Shaban, then just as in Shaban, after completing 29 days in sighting the moon, we begin the Ramadan. So there's no reason that we end the Ramadan as well if it is of 29 days. So the whole issue at hand was that the Prophet wanted to caution people that completing 30 days is not a requirement of religion. Months are obviously, the lunar calendar consists of 29 days, and it also consists of 30 days. The months consist of 29 or 30 days. So insisting on a 30-day month is not at all the requirement of religion. This is what the Prophet was trying to convince people or tell them beforehand, lest they should get into some confusion. So it is evident from this because of the suppression of the first phrase, a month is of 29 days, shahru tis'un wa 'ishrun. Actually, this particular expression or these words have been suppressed from certain other narratives, and they go like this, that idha ra'aytumul hilala fasumu wa idha ra'aytumuhu fa'aftiru. When you see the moon, you begin Ramadan, and when you see the moon, you end Ramadan. This is how certain narratives present the whole situation. And the suppression of those very important words, that a month is of 29 days at times, these are the words which have been suppressed in most narratives. And instead of viewing all these variants, and then deriving a conclusion, we have concluded from certain other narratives in which these words are not present, that in fact, sighting the moon and then beginning Ramadan is a religious directive. So as I said, the whole picture which emerges is entirely different. And I would also like to point out that this research has been presented by our mentor and teacher, Javed Ahmed Ghamedin, and he has pointed out in his one of his articles that this is the confusion which has actually arisen. And because of the suppression of these words, this issue has arisen. So in a nutshell, we can safely say that sighting the moon to begin the Ramadan is not at all a religious directive. In order to begin Ramadan, any method which is reliable can be adopted. In previous eras, methods were adopted which were which mankind was more familiar with. Similarly, today we can have scientific methods which science has put forward. We can use them. So, whatever the means which are available today, they shall be adopted to ascertain the beginning of a month. And sighting the moon to begin a month, whether it is Ramadan or whether it is any other month, is not at all a requirement of religion. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.